Meeting called to order at 7:31, started with a salute to the flag. Starting on public comment, open the floor for public comment. Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the July board meeting?
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie?
Second.
Second by Julia. Any questions on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the July treasurer's report?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rich?
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Year-end AUD report that was emailed out this afternoon. Never hope everybody had a chance to review it. If so, I'll entertain a motion to approve the annual report.
I'll make it.
Motion by Rich?
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Okay, any questions on the annual report? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the annual report for the year ending May 31st, 2020, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Old business, surplus auction.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to update you that the auction obviously is complete. We had three bidders. I put it all in your packet, but total we collected was $525.15. And all the items are gone.
Hey, that's the important thing. Okay. Okay, we got some village sign quotes in your packet.
Yep, I also put those in there. Jay has been told, and Jay and Pete obviously have been told about the village signs entering. The village have really seen their day. Let's put it that way. So he did go out and get some quotes. He was able to get two. I put them in your packet. One's from Smith, and one is from Saxon Signs. And obviously, Smith is a lot cheaper at $22.60, and Saxon Signs is $3,545, and then there's some other options. So can review them, and if you want to accept one of the bids, Jay will order them and we can get our new signs put up.
All right, so they're both aluminum based with a poly coating. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks to me like they're equivalent products.
He said they are. Okay.
So then the question is, do we want to spend $2,200 for signs at this point?
Hey, Bob?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
What was the verdict on the sign down here on Concrete 7? Is it going to be salvaged or is it...
Well, I looked at the one coming in. You were talking about the Village of Nassau sign, right? Yeah, I think that Pete cleaned it up because I didn't see any paint on it.
Okay, well, that's great because it was bad.
Okay, because I went down and you know, I looked at it that morning, Monday morning, and it was clean. And, you know, Pete said it was the one on 7 by the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was, I didn't see any paint on it. So Pete must have cleaned it up. He did mention that he cleaned the signs up, but I didn't ask him which particular ones he did, but I guess he did all of them.
He did crossways.
He did, you know, village signs. He said he had to clean up the posts down by crossways too, because they painted the posts.
Crossways is still painted too.
Right. There was about 4 signs, crossway. They're all up in the crossway area that he could not get all the paint off. The town was going to try again today with something different. I don't know how they made out. And the state did come out and change the 55 mile an hour one because I called them yesterday. So they seem to come out pretty quick. So most of the signs are taken
care. So everything, you know, the damage has been repaired at this point, as far as I know.
Do police have any leads or no?
So I guess the question is, we need the one sign on 203. What do the other signs look like?
There's for 6 of them. So I think that the idea was that if we were going to replace them, we would just replace them all, so they would all be uniform and all would be the same. So you got one in Baldwin, you got one on 203, you got one on 7, one on 15, one on each way in 20. So that's 6.
Have we allocated anything to replace all these? And some of my line item?
Well, it would probably come out of buildings, I would think. The buildings budget. I mean there's not a specific, you know, line item. We didn't budget specifically for these things, but I mean, and we're still early in the year, obviously. Although we don't really expect a lot of money to be paid out of the buildings budget because, you know, we've done a lot of work on the building in the last couple of years. We replaced the roof, we replaced the heating system, we upgraded the HVAC stuff. We did windows and doors. So, I mean, the next thing probably is going to be carpet, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But so we budgeted, $16,500, you know, for the year. You know, we're only in August. But, you know, how many signs are we down to? Well, I mean, we don't have one on 203. So the one on 7's been cleaned up. I think the one coming in from 15 still is fine.
The one on Malden's getting a little old. It's still okay, but it could be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these were because of the current ones, I believe, are made out of wood, and they all keep deteriorating.
Yeah.
So they're $330 each.
And we don't have a sign at all for the commons, and this is, you know.
But it broke, and then we repaired it a few weeks ago. Jay put another clamp on it, but that one's definitely, that's that bottom one for $280.
Right, but I think this is a package deal, or, you know, they're anticipating that we're going to purchase the package.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either, you know, we buy them, or we don't buy any, I would think.
I'd like to see it, that we upgrade them and purchase the new ones.
Okay.
It's just a reflection on the village, and, you know, I think it would enhance, the village.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I agree.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve the quote for, from J.C. Smith for $2,260 to, for six Village of Nassau signs and one Village Common sign.
Is there a timeframe or lead time on these?
I'm not sure, Charlie. When Jay comes back.
Probably a couple of weeks, okay. I would think.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any additional comment, questions? All in favor of purchasing the signs?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. You can talk to Jay about that or Pete mm-hmm. or whoever. Okay, let's see here. Okay, Rensselaer County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. Guy, do you want to give a little synopsis of what this is about?
Sure. So, let's see. Well, the past couple of years, we were working with the county. All the municipalities in the county have been working on the hazard mitigation plan. Which is intended to try to plan for things like natural disasters and other items that other events that can happen, try to prevent them or minimize the damage that can be done. And we worked out several items within the village that we thought we could work on as part of the plan. Other municipalities did the same thing. They put together an updated plan. This is an update of the existing plan that was done about 10 years ago now. And the entire plan is about 1,000 pages, and our portion of it's about 30 pages, and we reviewed it in the fall. And it's now been finalized, and they're asking the member municipalities to approve the overall plan and to adopt it. So that's where we are now.
Okay, thank you. So I know Attorney Groenberg asked if we had a public hearing about that. We did originally when we adopted the mitigation plan. This is an update. I don't think we need to do another one, do we?
No, we just had, you know, they sent us a template resolution, which I just put into relevance for us, which we probably have in front of you. And it's got a couple of recitals. First of all, we had public input about it. And secondly, we had the chance to examine it. And this was the first I'd heard about it when Bob sent it to me last week. And the county legislature just passed their resolution approving this yesterday evening. So I don't know how much people have actually been able to see. Or, Guy, you sound like you've been kind of involved in this. Is this pretty much an evolution of the earlier plan? Is it any big changes that we have to be worried about? Or?
Guy, can you hear Dave?
I heard him say my name. I didn't quite catch.
Okay, so
I was speaking.
So he's saying that the county just passed their resolution approving the mitigation plan at their last board meeting, or their last night at the county meeting. And he's asking if this is just an evolution of the existing plan, or is there anything new in there that we need to be concerned about?
Yeah, it's really just to, it was an update. The items that were, in terms of the village items, they were drawn from what was in the plan originally, that we had, the village hadn't, or had made some progress but didn't complete, as well as a couple of items from the master plan that we put in. Again, we reviewed these in the fall, and, you know, we sort of worked on it last spring, so spring of 2019, putting it together, so.
Yeah, things have been coming before the board for over the last couple of years on this update.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Just ask.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody have any questions on it? Okay, all right, so we're down to, and then we have the local law thing. So we'll hold the resolution for that till we get to the appropriate spot. All right, so the issue with public hearings had come up about, as you may remember, initially back in March, the state sent out an executive order saying that there would be no in-person public hearings and that all public hearings had to be done remotely, and they had to be, you had to have a stenographer, you know, somebody type up verbatim what was said, I guess. And so we elected, since we were able to actually get our public hearing for our budget in, which was the only one we were really concerned with at the time, the day before they closed them. So we just decided that we would wait until we could get, you know, they lifted the public hearing. So it came out in June. It was supposed to close out on the 7th of June, was supposed to be the termination date for that. We got a thing from NICOM that said it was extended until July. And then, lo and behold, a couple of weeks ago, the state came out and said, no, we didn't say that you couldn't have them. We didn't extend that. So the bottom line is that we can conduct public hearings under the same conditions that we conduct business on our regular board meetings. Social distancing, masks, decontamination, all that, try to keep everybody safe. With public hearings, as we did with our budget, we will do the same thing. We will post everything out there. We will allow people to comment via email, via written questions, via phone calls prior to the meeting. All those questions and concerns will be read into the minutes at the time of the meeting. Answers will be provided, you know, during the course of the meeting. We're not providing any remote access. We're not set up to do that. Public hearings will be held in the same manner that these regular board meetings are being held. So with that being said, we have a few things that we're need to address that require public hearings. So one of the things was, a thing came up at the board meeting actually last month about fire pits. So we have a change to section 120.56 of the zoning code of the Village of Nassau as amended, adding a new subdivision C as follows. Let's see here. This isn't the most recent one though.
Yeah, I sent over another one because you had sent me another email.
Yeah.
In the prohibition, we had a prohibition. You know, we prohibited burning of waste and all kinds of stuff, and you suggested putting in a prohibition of brush, and I forget what the other word was.
Brush and grass and leaves.
Right.
Leaves and brush.
Right. So I did a second local law, which I hope everybody got, that just changed subdivision B to include that, and then put in subdivision C allowing fire.
All right. Well, let me hear. Here it is here.
Yeah.
I have it here. All right, so section 120-56 of the zoning code, the Village of Nassau is amended by repealing section 120-56B and adding a new subdivision B as follows. No burning of brush, leaves, garbage, trash, refuse, junk, or waste materials of any kind shall be permitted in the Village of Nassau except as provided by the Board of Trustees. Previously, all it said was, no burning of garbage, trash, refuse, junk, waste materials of any kind shall be permitted in the village except provided by the board. So all we did was we added leaves and brush, which were, the question was, are they included in the waste materials of any kind? So we felt it would be better, you know, because everybody wants to see everything specifically written in the thing. So now it's in there. So section two was, talks about fire pits. Section 12056 of the zoning code, the Village of Nassau has amended, adding a new subdivision C as follows. One, fire pit shall be permitted for the express purpose of burning untreated wood. Two, fire pit shall be constructed with materials designed for the purpose of containing burning materials. Three, fire pit shall be attended at all times. Four, fire pit shall not exceed 9 square feet in area and stand no higher than 30 inches. And that dimensions comes from like the biggest things I could find at Home Depot or on Wayfair or whatever. I looked at a bunch of websites. Fire pit shall contain a screen or cover to prevent cinders from escaping the containment. Fire pit shall be located no closer than 15 feet to any structure or lot line. So that's pretty much is going to relegate them in most cases in the village to the rear yard. And they have to be 15 feet away from your house and your garage and the side yard, lot lines and that kind of stuff, kind of keep the smoke in your own yard and whatnot. So that's that one. Local law number three is local law amending section 111.18 of the Village of Nassau prohibiting parking on sidewalks in the village. So be it enacted by the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau as follows. Section 111.18, Village of Nassau Code is repealed. Section 2, new section 111-18 of the Village of Nassau Code is enacted as follows. No person shall park a vehicle at any time upon any streets, any of the streets or parts thereof described in Schedule 11, 111.44, attached to and made part of this chapter. The parking of vehicles may not infringe the free use of sidewalks in the Village of Nassau. It is hereby prohibited to park on or obstruct in any way the use of all sidewalks within the Village of Nassau. That's local law number three. Local law number four, 12038.1, zoning code of the Village of Nassau related to commercial design standards. Commercial design standards talked about sidewalks and curbing for commercial structures. There was some wording in there about they had to, it was if a new structure was built. So this one here is section one is redone as the first undesignated section in section 12031-1 is repealed and replaced by the following undesignated sentence. The following design standards shall be met for all commercial structures and properties in any district. So what that means is that if a property is no longer grandfathered, even though the new owner does not tear down the old structure and put up a new structure, they still have to bring the property up to the new design standard.
So how's that going to work? How's that going to work with a lot of the older establishments within the village?
There's only one property in the village that this actually applies to at this point, and that's the mobile station. So the mobile station is lost its grandfathered status. It's been vacant for, probably 12 years now. So it's no longer a grandfathered. So if somebody went in there and wanted to start a commercial enterprise in there of some sort, then the planning board would instruct them that they had to bring up to standards, put in curbing and sidewalks. Also keep in mind that, that these are going to be part of a project we're doing, but so somebody like Grampy, say for instance, that Callahan Oil I think owns that. So if the fellas that are Callahan Oil were to sell that to somebody else and continue to operate as a gas station convenience store, it would be still grandfathered under the old rules, so no changes would take place for that particular property.
What does grandfather mean? Like, what meets the status of being a grandfather?
Well, being so.
Because I thought you said before there's no such thing as grandfathered.
No, I didn't say that. So grandfathering is when you when you enact a new zoning ordinance, a new requirement on properties that are already, they're already operating under the old rules. The old rules. Okay? So they can continue to operate under the old rules as long as they don't change their use. Okay, so.
For how long? Like, how long can they be vacant?
Well, 1 year.
1 year, okay. So then actually we have the diner, we have the old liquor store, and
right.
We have
you're right. We do
so
have
there's
the
three
diner.
Buildings. So if someone was to purchase the diner tomorrow, which
okay.
I did have somebody talk to me about an interest in it, you're saying that if this law passes, they would have to abide by all those new design standards, even though they're going to make it a diner.
Correct. But the diner already has a sidewalk.
There's a lot more than just sidewalk and curving in the design standards, though, for new construction.
Well,
now we're changing it.
The design standards are, the design standards that the planning board has control over are sidewalks, lighting, and driveways. That's it. Now, as far as building construction or building things for the diner, I mean, the diner's going to have to bring the whole building up to building code. But that has nothing
yeah,
to, do
to do
with the building.
That has to do with codes, I'm saying.
That has nothing to do with
I don't
the village.
Know. It just makes me nervous that we want to see things in the village, and I hate to make it more difficult for people to open something up rather than see it vacant. But that's just me.
Okay.
As a business owner, I would be in a predicament that I wouldn't be able to afford all that as a small business. But that's just my other hat talking.
Okay. Well, we'll have discussion on this next month.
All right.
So anyway, that is the local law number 4. So, let's see here. Where are my glasses are fogging up. Okay, we need to do some capital account transfers. So we'll have to set a public hearing to transfer $60,000 from NY01-0525-0009, the water main improvement capital account, to 8340.4, transmission distribution contractual. And that's and $50,000 from NY0525-0008, streets construction capital account, to 5110.4, general repairs contractual. And this is to pay for the balance of the work on Malden, on the Malden Street project. So we'll have a public hearing next month to authorize the transfer of those monies. Okay, so those are those.
And that project, Bob, is all
did
done
you
now.
Do resolutions for any of those, actually setting the dates and times?
No,
not yet,
there.
We're getting to those.
Okay.
And Bob, that project now is all done, we're happy with?
No, we're not happy with it at all. But it's substantially, it's done, with the exception of the punch list and the Elm Street issue, which they're working on the list now. They're getting out. They're supposed to have a letter to me by tomorrow to send out to HMA for the Elm Street issue, and the punch list items that need to be done for substantial completion
on Malden Street.
On Malden, and well, it's all one project,
it's
so.
All.
So we're at that point now. So we haven't made a final payment yet. All right, so, let's see. All right, so, resolutions. Entertain a resolution to adopt the Rensselaer County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions, further questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So we'll set some public hearings. So we've got 1, 2, 3 local laws and 2 transfers.
Oh, you have to have a separate one for each transfer? Just, can't we do them together?
I don't know. Can we do both transfers together?
Yeah, okay. They're going to the same account, right?
Oh, okay. So.
No, they're not. One's water and one's general fund.
Oh, then you probably ought to do separate.
All right, so we'll have to do 15 minutes apart. Is the minimum 15 minutes?
10 minutes.
No, minimum. I don't know how much.
Oh, I thought you had to be open for a minimum time of.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you know, some of these resolutions, I don't think you're going to get a lot of stuff on the local laws. And even if you do, you just, you know, if you schedule them every 10 minutes, and more than 10 minutes goes by, then you're just a little behind.
Okay, so.
So let's start at 7 o'clock.
September 9th, right?
Yeah, the next meeting night, whatever that is. Let's start at 7. And let's do the local law number 2 at 7, 3 at 7:10, 4 at 7:20. And then we could break the meeting. What's the time now? Let's see. So we could do the, we could do the transfers at 8 o'clock and 8:10.
Sure. I'll just keep going and just start the meeting late.
Yeah, you can start your, you know, do the first 3. Even if it runs over a little bit, start your meeting at, say, 7:35 or 7:40.
Yeah, we've.
And then, you know, you do.
Doesn't matter.
Even if you're still going with your meeting, you can say, well, now we're going to, this is scheduled. You break from your regular meeting, recess from your regular meeting, do the 2 public hearings, and then go right back to your regular meeting.
So set the transfers for 8 and 8:10. Entertain a motion to set the public hearings.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. We don't need a separate motion for each one, do we, Dave?
No, I think you can just line it.
Okay.
One of the minutes for the,
yeah.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, authorize the court clerk to apply for a JCAP grant.
Yeah, she's going to apply again to try to get the door money again.
Well, this is for the door up here on the dais, I guess,
justice,
is what they were looking for, to go from the judge's office directly to the dais without going through the hallway. But they're looking to do it with a grant, so they'll do it if they get it, and if they don't, then they won't.
Right.
Entertain a motion.
Thank you, motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adopt new records retention, LGS 1-1 schedule, replacing current MU-1 schedule.
Yeah, the state archives changed the schedule for retention from MU-1 schedule to the new LGS-1 schedule. So in order for us to destroy anything, we need to follow that schedule and we need to adopt it as ours, as we're going to accept it. And the deputy clerk and myself will be taking some webinar classes at the end of the month to get up to date on the new destruction and archiving process.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
I'll second that.
Second by Charles. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Let's see. Approve the Justice Court order. Trustee Forte and I reviewed the Justice Court records last Tuesday. And we had no issues with them. Debbie's gone through everything and brought everything up to snuff, so everything looks good now. So we're content with the outlook of the court records. Guy, do you want to add anything?
Nope. I just would note that a lot of the issues
I entertain a motion to approve the Justice Court audit.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
A second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Refund $25 pavilion registration to the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, they had booked the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts booked the pavilion, and obviously COVID didn't allow them to have their cookie sale. They did put a fee of $25 down, and I would like to refund them back the fee.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Rich, second by Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Open the floor to public comment before we play the bills. John?
Yeah, I got a question. All this money being spent, what have you, are we still going to be under that 2%?
Yes. The budget's already done.
Okay.
Yep. Lori?
So while I'm all about laws and I think we need to follow them, I'm just curious, because I'm hearing fire pit, I'm hearing parking on sidewalks, and then the other one is talking about commercial design. Is this systemic, or are we just band-aiding somebody's bitch?
No. So we just went through and we redid all the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Hometown Liquors moved in, there got to be a big fight, and we ended up having to go to the Zoning Board of Appeals because the design standard from the master plan said that, you know, when new businesses move in, they bring things up to standard, so they have sidewalks and appropriate driveways, not close to the corners and all that kind of stuff. But when the design standard got written, it said that if there was a new structure being built.
Okay, yeah.
That's one.
The parking on the sidewalk one
is, to be honest with you, I always thought that that was a law in the village.
Okay.
Because I will tell you that when I moved in here in 1979 and I left my car with two tires on the sidewalk, I had a ticket on my car in the morning. And I was told I couldn't park on the sidewalk. Well, I cannot find that in there, but the village has been doing a lot of, we're intending to spend a lot of money on upgrading sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And in some areas it's going to be an issue, especially on Chatham Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we felt that it would be appropriate that we do get this law on the books prior to putting in all these sidewalks. And then, you know, having people parking on them and people can't walk by them, which is what we're trying to accomplish. So that was that. The fire pit thing is, yeah, I guess it is more of somebody's bitching about that, because there have been complaints that people are burning near their property lines, and the wind and the smoke is drifting up into their homes, not somebody else's house, not the people that burned, obviously.
So a neighbor dispute. Okay.
So, you know, we're not trying to be overly intrusive with it, I don't think. You know, I mean, a 15-foot setback from a property line or a structure is, you know, not unreasonable.
No, it's not. It's common sense.
Yeah.
And that's where I come back to. It's common sense.
Right.
So for a village to have to enact laws for somebody's common sense, to me, it just is.
Right. So we just figured, you know, as long as we're going to do all this stuff anyway, we might as well do that one too.
Okay.
So that's where they came from. Anything else? Donna?
Is there any type of a liability with the trail, with them jumping off the bridge?
There's no liability in for the trail for Village of Nassau at all.
So I just didn't know. What would happen if someone jumped and got hurt?
It would be a state problem.
So
it's not a problem for the village.
Oh, okay. I didn't know, because they are swimming down there and jumping off the bridge. So
the only liabilities the village has is we're supposed to mow 4 feet on either side of the trail. And if anything were to happen as a result of our people doing that,
mm-hmm.
then we could incur some kind of liability.
Sue the state then, not the village.
That's right. We have no...
Not that I want to see anyone get hurt. I mean,
no.
that's...
But we have no obligation or liability how the trail is used.
So they're not going to put signs up or anything when the trail is finished about trail use or anything?
Well, there are signs up there now that...
No, I'm talking about...
You mean jumping off the bridge?
No, just generally, when people are walking on the trail, it's a little bit hard when you have 6 or 8 bicyclists approaching them, and you know, it's very busy down there, and I watch it. You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a bad accident someday because I think everybody feels they're entitled to that lane. But if you saw the way it's used, it's just an accident, unfortunately, waiting to happen.
Hmm.
I mean, I hate to see some kid, that water's not deep, and that water's filled with junk and snapping turtles and everything else. I don't know why they would even do that, but they have for the past couple weeks. And I just hate to see, you know,
mm-hmm.
when the horse is out of the barn, then it's the way it goes.
Well, I'll mention it to Andy and ask him, you know, if they're going to do anything signage-wise. I mean, we did review, he gave us a list of stuff, you know, do's and don'ts on the trail that's supposed to be posted.
Well, I didn't know at other trails, a lot of times they have a sign and it recommends things you should do or not do at some of the other
And this will have this state. when it's ready to open.
So I didn't know if we were going to get any of those signs that would be posted at the park.
Yes, we will. Know. Yes, we will. Anything else, John?
Yeah, it seemed like the speed limit was picking up on Route 20 quite a bit.
Yeah. I agree. I've talked to Guy about that, and he's gonna meet with Chief Colano, and we'll sit down and talk about that. It's been picking up on Elm Street
and John Street
too.
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't stopped.
Malden Street, you know, it's everywhere. It's like, you know. So yes, we are aware of that, and we are looking into having some additional presence.
And the four-wheelers, they've been up and down John Street and hitting the trail and stuff.
What's that?
The four-wheelers. They're all over.
Yeah, they've been...
Bikes or something the other day.
They're right on 20.
That's been a problem.
That's just crazy.
Okay. Anything else?
I do want to mention... Guy, if you can hear me, this is Charlie. I do want to mention that kudos to the police department based on some of the conversations I had with the young juveniles that were on their bicycles the other day. They were very appreciative how the police treat the kids, and they were very, very complimentary to the law enforcement, how they present themselves to the younger kids. And I'm talking probably at least a dozen kids that I talked to the other day. So they were happy about the police department, and they're happy with the trail. And if you can extend that to the law enforcement people, they definitely work with the kids.
Yeah, certainly. I will send that message to Dan, Chief Colano. And, you know, we have been trying to make that effort to be ambassadors to the community. So I think it's paying off.
Yeah, I was surprised when they did tell me that, when they did present that information to me. So I was kind of happy when they did tell me.
All right, the only other thing I want to mention is I want to just put out there some thanks to Rich Elder and Nassau Fire Company for taking time on their Sunday. As many of you know, we had a graffiti issue over the weekend. We talked about that, but some particularly vulgar graffiti was written on the bridge deck and the adjacent trailway onto that. And Rich and Couple members of the firehouse took one of the fire trucks down to power wash off what they could get off on Sunday afternoon, and, you know, did a fairly good job on it. And Pete went down on Monday and brought down some paint thinner and some chemicals to remove the rest of it. And thanks to Charlie for giving Pete a hand, because Pete was the only one working on his own this week. So Charlie gave him a hand.
Is he by himself this week?
He's by himself. Jay's on vacation.
I thought so. Usually he's got people with him. And today
well, summer help is done.
Yeah.
Summer help is done, and Jay is off this week.
Oh, because I noticed he was by himself today.
Yeah, Kyle went back to school, so... And Jay's on vacation. So Charlie gave Pete a hand and Monday and took care of the issue. So thank you to both of you guys for stepping up for that. And the other thing is Julia would like to restart up the beautification committee. So anyway, I think we should send out a notification to all the members of the beautification committee. Julia has a list of the new members, which maybe you can give those to new interested people, I guess. To give those to Missy. And we should make sure that all of the existing members get a notification of a get-together.
I'm
so,
not really sure who all the existing members are. Does anybody have a... I'm sure I can get some from Lori.
It's on the website.
Do you know them all?
Yeah, it's on the website.
On whose website?
So, we have a regular time, a regular night that we meet, that the beautification committee meets.
Okay.
And it's, what is it, Laurie? Was it a Wednesday?
Third Wednesday
of the month. So, you may want to consider either meeting, you could meet here if you wanted to, and, you know, and use this room. Or, many of the local... community people are meeting over at the pavilion.
Yeah, it's probably
easier. Doing an outside meeting so that they don't have to have an inside thing.
Okay, I just
so.
Want to note that it's not the third Wednesday of the month. On the calendar last year and this year, it was the third Monday because they switched it.
Right.
So it's the third Monday of the month. Right. I mean, it's already on the calendar as the third Monday for the rest of this year. So if you want to change it back to Wednesday next year, I guess we can relook at that. But it says third Monday.
Okay, and so you're going to be the contact person for this. So, all right. So we'll get Missy will help get that distributed. You and her can get together and decide time and all that stuff. I mean, we should try to use what's on the calendar. Through the end of the year,
yeah,
anyway.
It says next meeting will be September. Actually, I'm sorry, August 17th at 6 p.m. But obviously, that's too late. We can't get notice out that quick. That's Monday.
Well, you can. You can email it.
That's Monday.
Send something out, and if anyone
can
make it, then
And then you could also just give her a list of the people she could call them. So, just to let them know. You're
it
interested?
It says 6 o'clock.
Okay.
But I know she's been anxious to get the beautification committee started up, so go for it.
Thank you.
All right. So, any other comments? John.
Was Jay retiring this year?
He is. End of October.
And so, Pete's the boss now, right?
He's not the boss now. Pete's the boss.
He's the boss.
Pete's the boss. And we're going to have to, we probably should get a thing out to fill Jay's position.
A posting?
Yeah, get a posting. So we can get somebody on board in September, probably.
How long is the summer fella staying through?
He's gone.
He's all done.
Oh,
he's
did
gone.
It really?
Yeah, he'll go back to college next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was for the summer, but
All right. Entertain a motion for bills number 55 through 96 in the amount of $62,557.49 in the general fund and $2,322.68 in the water fund and $11,811.83 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. We're adjourned. Thank you all for coming. Stay safe, stay healthy.